passing several gallons of water through it with the use of special equipment.
Yeah.
It is similar to an enema, but it treats the whole colon, not just the lower bowel.
Ah.
This has the effect of flushing out impacted fecal matter, toxins, mucus, and even parasites, which often build up over the passage of time. It is a procedure that should only be undertaken by a qualified practitioner. So I was right. It's an enema.
Yeah,
it goes in from the bottom.
It's more water than
but you don't drink it.
No, no. They push it up your butt.
Well, somebody yesterday said, well, maybe you swallow it.
Oh, no. You drink the stuff and then it goes through like the stuff with your colonoscopy.
No. I want to know more about this.
Yeah, that stuff for the colonoscopy is to flush your system before they go in there, because so there's nothing left in there.
Well, what's this for? This is to flush your system.
Yeah, but it's going up through the other way.
Oh.
Yeah, but it seems to me like it's making an extra trip up and back.
Yeah.
And why not go from the top down and out and boom, you're done?
I think that stuff that they give you for a colonoscopy is like almost like just a laxative.
Okay, but what's the difference? Why isn't that sufficient? I mean, haven't you?
Because that's just your own body passing it, as opposed to this is what
quick and dirty.
Yeah, I mean, this
quick
is going
dirty.
Going in the other way.
So Simon Cowell. Next time you folks see Simon Cowell,
he's at.
I want you to think of a colonic. When you look at him, imagine him shoving a nozzle up his butt regularly. It said frequent colonics. I don't know what that means. Once a week, once a month, once a day. I don't know. But that's how, if I see him again, I will not be able to get that out of my mind.
He's had gallons of water up his butt.
There's a guy who just recently shoved a nozzle up his butt and blew gallons of water into his rectum.
Oh. No wonder his t-shirts fit so well.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. No, he's not holding the water in. See? His t-shirts would be tight if you were holding the water.
Yeah, you don't keep it in there. You push it in there. You get it back out.
Yeah, you release it. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
How in the world? And it says should only be undertaken by a qualified practitioner. So he goes somewhere and has this done?
Oh, sure, yeah.
I bet you he does it. I bet you he does it himself. I bet it's like that propofol Jackson thing.
Oh.
I bet he does. I'll bet they can teach you to give yourself
to a
colonic.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, Mr. Cowell.
Oh, good. Nice to see you again, Mr. Cowell. Drop your pants, bend over. We're ready for you. He probably has his own personalized nozzle with his name on it. And and it can't be like a regular bag because it says gallons.
Oh.
Yeah, a regular bag, like those enema bags, that doesn't hold a gallon, doesn't hold gallons. I'm very intrigued by this. And remember, too, then, that this is why he can have black toilet paper. No, he has black toilet paper. And this is the guy who did his biography and spent a lot of time with him. And in his home, he has black toilet paper. Well, of course it can be black. There's nothing there. He colonicked himself.
Oh.
Everything's out of there.
Didn't you just use a garden hose?
No. You got to have a nozzle.
It's some kind of tubing, I think, to just shove up.
So that's enough. I think I've said enough about it. But look, if you're like me, you have to be curious when you see that Simon Cowell does colonic irrigations. And by the way, if you're at a cocktail party in Ladue and you want to really be high class, you remember the other word for it is a high colonic intero lavage.
I think lavage just stands for a bath.
I thought it was a cracker.
No.
With butter that they give you before the meal.
Butter.
Give me some more of that lavage. What's that stuff called? It's something like that. I'm serious. It's a like a thin, flat cracker, and it's got a name kind of like it's called.
I know what you're talking about.
It's called lavage or something. It's very similar. I don't want to eat a cracker that sounds like this. Like it's part of
lavage, a washing, especially of a hollow organ, such as the stomach or lower bowel, with repeated injections
of
water.
Aren't all organs hollow? Really, think about it. Except the liver?
Hollow.
Aren't they all hollow?
It looks pretty good in here right now.
Yeah, think about it. Stomach, hollow, assuming there's nothing in it.
I don't know. The heart has
lungs,
a bunch
hollow.
Of aortas and everything, and ventricles. And,
Chris can enlighten us. She said she knows someone
does
that does
Chris take colonics?
No, she doesn't, but she knows someone
I'd love to talk to Chris. Chris, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great, and I'm aiming the PM.
Well, thank you. Everybody should be. So what are we missing here?
Okay, my stepdaughter gets these all the time because she's all real healthy and everything.
Well, hold on. She gets them because she's huffy?
Healthy.
Oh, healthy.
Healthy. She's all, like, she works out. She's good. But she swears she feels so much better. She also gets on the scale when she is home, and she loses, like, 5 pounds every time. Because it really doesn't, like,
well, I need to do this all four times a day.
Yeah.
I need about eight of them right now.
Probably got 20 pounds.
Yeah. It's like, she says, like, if you don't, the reason you want to do it at a doctor's, not try it on your own, is like you can cramp up really bad if you don't do it right. So
you're getting a big kick out of your daughter cramping.
No, it's just funny because it is gross, but it's, you know, since I had this expertise vicariously through my stepdaughter, I wanted to help the gang out there, you know.
All right, so let me ask you a question. How often does your stepdaughter do this?
Well, she used to do it like, gosh, almost once a month, but I guess to save money, she cut back.
Did she tell you what it cost to get a colonic?
You know, I don't remember. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't like it was, you know, much more than 50 or 60 bucks at the most.
Wow. I would charge kind of more than that to do that to somebody. I would charge you a lot more. If you're coming into me and I got to get in your butt, I'm not doing it for 50 bucks.
No, they don't stay in there with you. They put the thing, they insert the thing, and then they leave you.
Oh, that's even worse.
You go to town, and, you know, it takes about an hour.
An hour?
Oh, come on.
An hour with that thing in your butt?
Well, it's like, okay, imagine
they churn the water up there.
Well, imagine if you have your hose and you're cleaning something off, like, that's stuck on your patio or whatever.
Like a power washer.
It's like that. Done in 5 minutes.
All right, so let me ask you this. It's going in and then coming out continuously at the same time.
Yeah, because you have to, you know, push it out or else it'll cramp up. I mean, not to be gross, but you have to literally push it out because if you forget or if your muscles get weak and you stop pushing, you'll start cramping up, she told me.
If I worked at a doctor's office as like a helper or technician and they said, you're in charge of colonics, I'd quit right there. I'd go, no, I'll do something else. I'll restock the Band-Aid jar. I'll put new rubber gloves in the office. I'll write people up on paper when they walk in or fill out this form. I'm not doing a colonic thing. I'm not working in that part.
She's kind of cute, so maybe you wouldn't mind if it was her. But, yeah, if it was like, you know, Peon or Dan, maybe it would be kind of weird.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute.
I don't want to do it with anybody. Cute, ugly, like fat, skinny. I don't care who they are. I don't want to perform that procedure on them because it's kind of disgusting. And I wonder, and let me ask you, do you think that it's really that good? Has it changed her life that much? I mean, you obviously haven't done it, and she's told you about it.
Well, I want to do it, but I'm kind of afraid. But I really would like to do it because, yeah, she's very healthy, and, you know, the only reason she stopped doing it is because of the cost.
If I thought that I could lose, like she's not a big girl, is she? Is she overweight?
No, she's in really good shape. Okay, so for her to lose 5 pounds is huge.
Okay, that means I should lose like 50 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm serious. If I thought I could go in there, I would let them do that for me if I would walk out 40, 50
minutes. Man, that means you're full of it.
No, that's just because the average person has about 5 pounds of stuff in there.
Where does all that stuff go when it comes out?
In a bucket.
In a bucket?
Yeah, it comes back out, yeah.
Oh, no.
No, it, yeah, it comes back out of really tube, bad. Doesn't it?
This is disgusting.
Doesn't it, the water comes in a tube and then it comes back out in a tube, doesn't it?
But they have to put it into something.
No, I would think it just kind of flushes on out your cavity.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It just
in other words,
like
think of it as putting a hose in a long piece of hollow pipe that's capped at one end. It would just kind of go in and come out, go in, come out. You're just washing it out.
Yeah, and I've heard that the therapist or whoever stands there with you always looks to see what's coming out to make sure.
She just said that they walked out and left her.
Really?
Yeah, they don't stay. They don't stay.
They stick the thing in and they'll see you in an hour.
Can you have them stay if you want?
Oh, you're sick. You're sick.
Gross. No, I'm assuming the people that go a lot would want maybe they get a rapport with the technician.
No. What are you going to talk about when they're in there?
Well,
how's everything looking?
Crappy rapport.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. Well, I'm glad you called, Chris. A lot of other people are calling.
I'm glad I called, too.
Thank you very, very much. Now we have other people who are calling. Hopefully they are colonic patients. Let's go to Steve. Hello, Steve. How are you?
I've never had a colonic, Frank.
Okay. What's wrong with you?
Okay.
I know, only... Hey, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Has this ever happened to you? You're arguing with somebody about something like a celebrity or some wealthy person said, and the person you're arguing with says to you, well, they've got a lot more money than you'll ever have. And you realize, damn it, now I'm completely shut down. I've got no argument whatsoever because they will have more money than I will ever have. But, you know, in my case, Frank, that's true of just about everyone else.
Yeah, but that doesn't make the person right that has the money.
But that's what they tell you.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know what you're talking about, and they act like, well, they got a lot more money than you do. Like, because of that, they must be smarter than you.
That's right. And you're completely shut down. That's it.
Hey, Kim Kardashian has a lot of money, and she can't do anything. And she's stupid. And Paris Hilton's stupid. And she's got a lot of money.
But they've got a lot more money than we'll ever have.
Well, that's a fact.
That's right.
That's a fact. We either didn't do something, we did something wrong, or we just didn't do something right, one or the other.
Or we're just idiots.
I guess.
And we can't put up a good argument because...
Because we don't have the kind of money they do.
That's right.
That's a good point. All right, Steve, go get a colonic.
I would feel a lot better, probably. I wouldn't be so crabby.
Yeah. Or crappy.
Me too. Thank you, Steve.
All right.
Hey, here, I see it right here. It says the therapist usually looks at the... It says... the warm filtered water is slowly released into the colon, and then the water causes the muscles of the colon to contract, called peristalsis. And then peristalsis pushes the feces out through the hose to be disposed in a closed waste system. But it says the therapist usually looks at the feces through the clear hose and may comment on the color.
So no, thanks.
It looks like the therapist wants to see what's coming out of you.
Well, that's a sick therapist. That's a sick
well, that's
therapist.
Their job.
Let's go to Ken. Hello, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Let me just check for a second. Doing great.
Good. Yesterday, you were talking about that TV show Cheaters.
Yes.
And I recall a story. I don't remember what year it was, but he was stabbed by someone when he was confronting them on the show.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I think I remember seeing that episode.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now you got a reality TV show.
Yeah, but I just didn't know if you were aware of that, so...
I'm only aware of one show. I just found this show 3 days ago, and I've only seen the one, so no, I didn't know about that. But I like the idea of the show. It seems kind of dangerous to me.
Yeah, but I just remembered after you talking about it that he was stabbed a few years ago. Doing the confrontation, so.
Now, not was the host stabbed or the guy who
yes,
was...
No, the host was stabbed.
Whoa. Now I got to really watch it. I appreciate it.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You, Ken. And off to Jim. Look at these phones. Good grief. One of the Jims is gone. Let's go to the other Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. A couple things to comment. If you were to get that, Frank, there would be no more show.
Why you say that?
Because everything...
Oh, I get it. Because I'm full of, yeah. And that would be gone. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, and actually I've known several people that have done it and do coffee enemas, and it's not really a big deal.
And not a big deal in terms of, in your case,
it's a big, big deal.
Okay, you made that clear.
Wow.
Yeah, you that's twice now. That's two. When you say not a big deal, it's just not uncomfortable or a horrible thing to go through.
Well,
do they swear by it? Like, oh, it changed my life. I feel so much better and all that.
Well,
stuff.
They don't. I mean, it's varying degrees. It's like acupuncture, for example. You know, it's like either love it or not.
Yeah, I think I may pass on this one, so to speak.
Thank
you, Jim.
I've heard of the coffee enemas. Yeah,
let's go to Lorraine. I don't get the coffee enema thing. Hello,
Hi.
Lorraine. How are you?
Hi, I'm AM in the PM.
That's the way everybody should be. How can
What's
we help
the good thing with people loving enemas? I can't get on.
No,
that.
I don't get it either. It's actually a fetish for some people. It's a turn on.
I wouldn't. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, that was if you had a fever, your mom always gave you an enema, and it used to cramp me. And I used to think, who would end up?
No, and I'm with you. I have not had one since I was a little child, and I remember it as a horrible, horrible experience.
Oh yeah, you get this cramp in your belly. It's like
it's terrible.
It's torture, and I say, why would anybody want to do anything? Like there's, that. I couldn't get a thrill out of that.
There's some sick weirdos in the world.
Yep, I guess there is. Well, what is it for? It make you lose weight or something? Is that why they
Well, the health freaks think that it, like, it cleans you of toxins.
There's impacted
Yeah, and
stuff
it gets rid
there.
Of impacted whatever. I think it's extremist stuff. Yeah, I think your body... Your body naturally will, you know, get rid of whatever it's supposed to get rid of. I just think it's, for the most part, kind of nutty people. That's
yeah,
my,
me too.
That's my opinion. Lorraine, you have a wonderful voice.
Oh, thank you.
You have a very nice voice. Thank you for
thank
calling.
You. Okay.
For calling at any time. Bye-bye. She's very pleasant. Mm-hmm. You know how you talk to some people and you know that they're probably just nice, pleasant people? And you talk to other people and you immediately go, jerk. She was pleasant. One more and we'll take a break. That would be Dean. Hello, Dean.
Hey, Frank, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. You was talking about cheaters yesterday, and I heard the person calling just a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Joey Greco is a host, and he did get stabbed, and they were out on a pontoon boat when it hit.
Now, is he the guy with the slick back hair?
Yeah, he's the main guy that does it. There's another guy that fills in on some other shows for him sometimes.
He's not as good, though.
No, he's not as good. And one other thing, Frank, are you familiar with G4 Network?
Yes.
It's on there every morning from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock. They show 4 episodes.
I don't get up till 10.
You don't? Okay, well then.
I'm kidding. I'm sort of kidding, but I'm sort of not kidding. I cannot get up in the morning. I wish I could. I'd love to be one of these up at 6 o'clock people, but that's good to know. Although that show is not the kind of show that to me would be fun to watch in the morning. That's the kind of show you want to watch at night. I don't know why, but you think of cheating and you think of night, hotel, motel, surveillance, night cam, you know. So
yeah.
It wouldn't be the same.
And there's also an episode where they go through the whole thing of the guy has him follow his wife and everything, and then they go to confront her,
yeah,
and she happens to be in his father's car that he left him, who passed away, which is a real nice old Chevy 2 Nova. You remember them?
Sure.
They were in that, in the back seat, and when Joey Greco told the guy about it, he's in this big four-wheel drive pickup truck with dualies on the back. He butts up against the Nova and pushes it in the water.
Oh. I love this show.
It's a great show. There's a whole bunch of them that are really good, so you gotta check into them, Frank.
I'll do it.
And the show's probably been on, I'm going to say, probably 10 years, if not more than that.
Hey, yeah. I'm slow.
Okay,
I just found it. Thank you, Dean. I'd like to sneak one more in here. We got time. We got the Wood Report next hour, but this hour we're pretty clear. Let's get Mike. Is he next?
Yes.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm AM in. I'm AM in the PM.
All right, second time.
Hey, is that why the early colonists were such clear thinkers and formed our country? The early colonists.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Oh, see what he's trying to do.
Yeah, the 13
he's
colonies.
He's trying to make a colony joke.
That's kind
of gross. They ate a lot of corn, though, so that's
oh.
In that case.
See, Mike, this is not working, Mike.
Comedy's hard.
It's really hard. You've just
I'll
proven
leave it to a professional.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
All right.
That's pretty funny.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Well, you're dark-haired blonde. You would think that was funny.
During the 4th of July holiday, most of us get to enjoy backyard barbecues, pool parties, family gatherings, and fireworks.
Things we take for granted because of the men and women who make our freedom possible.
Our United States military.
Take this time to acknowledge all members of our armed forces and thank them.
Because their unwavering strength and determination allow all of us to live the American way.
We want you to join all of us at KTRS in saying thank you.
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 And happy birthday, America. Is your house stuck in the 80s? Time to turn your kitchen and bath into a remodel to the 21st century. Callier & Thompson is the company to call. Why? First of all, they've been around for 55 years. They're experts at the latest in all the new styles. But more importantly, they stick to your budget. What do I mean? You sit down with their certified kitchen and bath designers. They come up with a budget. You together come up with a budget, come up with a plan, and then Callier & Thompson will make sure that budget is adhered to. At the end, you can tell everybody that you use Callier & Thompson. They're synonymous with quality, and you'll know that they stayed within the budget. It's time to leave the 80s behind. It's time to join the 21st century. Brand new kitchen, brand new bath, and add value to your home with one simple phone call to Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester, or CallierandThompson.com. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths.
Today, homes often develop severe foundation problems. Even while they're quite new, they'll start to settle and sink. Older, established homes can also become problematic due to the harsh St. Louis weather's negative impact on what was previously stable soil. Doors and windows stick, concrete floors and foundation walls crack, and basements and crawl spaces become wet, moldy, and at times, infested. Thanks to Fast Steel Peering Systems, there's a cure. Fast Steel Peering System is the nation's strongest foundation stabilization system. It's manufactured and proof-tested in St. Louis. When the largest investment of your life is sinking, protect it for life with a Fast Steel system. One engineered, designed, manufactured, and installed for your foundation's specific requirements. Call Fast Steel's trained, factory-certified inspectors and receive a fully guaranteed comprehensive repair solution. Call Fast Steel Peering Systems today. 314-739-8500. 739-8500.
We are here on location at one of the Rain Tunnel Express car washes to see if it is true that you can eliminate the mud, the bugs, the tree sap, and decorative contributions by various birds from your car for as little as $5. Less expensive than those other guys.
Here we go. Okay. Here comes the spray. Whoa. As that Rain Tunnel Express automated technology uses the car cleaning method specified in your owner's manual.
Oh, man. Here comes the shampoo now.
Rain Tunnel Express uses the most advanced shampoos and polishing agents to give your car the safest, most effective system to protect your car.
No wonder Rain Tunnel Express was voted the best car wash in 2011 in the Riverfront Times.
And with locations in Sappington, Sunset Hills, and South County in Missouri, and in Granite City, Edwardsville, and Pontoon Beach in Illinois, there's one closest to you.
Oh, we're drying now.
You should go to RainTunnelExpress.com for locations and money-saving coupons.
You know, I must say that going through Rain Tunnel Express made everything beautifully clean.
But next time, let's do this inside of the car.
Or at least bring an umbrella.
Every time you pull up to your home, you notice it. Your neighbors notice it too. Your paint is chipping, peeling, fading. So you're gonna paint your house yourself? I don't think so. You're gonna pay someone else every few years to paint? That makes no sense. The solution? RhinoShield, a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line, with RhinoShield, you will never have to paint your house again. Guaranteed. Perfect for wood, brick, stucco, even vinyl. And unlike vinyl, no mold, no mildew, no kidding. Call today for your free estimate, 877-25-RHINO. It's more affordable than you think, 877-25-RHINO.
Don't paint, don't vinyl, go RhinoShield. Never paint your house again, RhinoShield.
RhinoShield is more affordable than you think. For your free estimate, call 877-25-RHINO. Or on the web at 877-25-RHINO.com.
Donuts from Old Town Donuts. St. Louis's award-winning donuts for 44 years are now available in Cottleville. Old Town Donuts has two locations, Florissant and now in Cottleville on Mid Rivers Mall Drive next to the Junior College. Online at OldTownDonuts.com. Yummy.
Doozle's Frozen Custard is now celebrating 20 years in Florissant. But you ought to visit their newest location in St. Charles at Highway 370 and Elm and enjoy Doozle's original frozen custard. If you're cutting calories, try their 98% fat-free. Mm-mm, good. Visit Doozle's online at doozlesfrozencustard.com.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Want to vent about some really rude behavior you've encountered? Join me. I'm Marie Dubuque for Manners by Marie. Right here on Sundays at 3 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS.
Around the room, how do you wash your back? Do you have like one of those back scratcher things or one of those...
I just get as far as I can with my hands.
Yeah.
Well, then you're not clean. Oh. Your middle of your back is not clean. The middle of your back is actually not healthy.
I have somebody do it.
Oh, that's a good answer. And I'm sure you don't have any trouble getting somebody to wash
How about your front?
No comment.
I don't take a shower at all. So
my wife has this...
like a loofah?
That's, yeah. That's but it's... Yeah. No, it's like a... like a short, thick jump rope or something, and you just kind of, like you would dry with a towel.
Oh, yeah.
You just kind of rub it across your back, up and down, and mm-hmm. it's kind of like brushy, so it sort of scrubs you. It's actually pretty neat. Women can find stuff that a guy could never find. They know where those stores are.
Oh, you just don't care about it.
But they do.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Like, I'll say,
guys,
where did you get this? She'll find stuff I'll see in the bathroom. What is it? Where did you find this?
Does she let you use that thing?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No. She doesn't know that I use it.
Oh. Well, when she sees hairs on it, she'll...
That's kind of a giveaway.
Yeah, cheese on there.
Some back hair cheese.
Yeah. Let's see... Oh, man, talk about we are living the Jetsons life. We are George and Jane Jetson. And I'll tell you what I'm talking about. In USA Today, there on the front of the sports section, that article about the Navy SEALs and the U.S. sailing team, there's a, and Beyond, you'll know what this is. It looks like kind of a barcode. But it's a square, and it's got some black stuff in it.
Oh, yeah, QC code.
It's what?
I think it's called a QC or QF code, I think.
Yeah, it's a QR.
QR, that's it, yeah.
Now, what does that mean?
I don't know what it means, but
I never knew this till today.
And I don't think a lot of people use them.
No, but the idea that you can, and here's what I'm talking about, folks. I have a smartphone. iPhone is a smartphone, right, Piot?
Yes.
I'm looking at this story, and I see this this barcode-looking thing, and then it says, to view video of the U.S. Olympic sailing team undergoing Navy SEAL, maneuvers, hold your phone up to the paper and snap this code, and the video will come on your phone.
Wow.
Did you do it, though? I think you have to have an app for it.
I don't think I have the
special
app, but the idea
you can get
that
it free.
But the idea that you can do it.
Oh,
you
sure.
Hold your phone up to the newspaper, let it capture that code, and then you watch a video on your phone.
It's
unbelievable.
A lot of advertising billboards or smaller advertising will have a little like a case of Pepsi or whatever where you can.
I know that I'm not out in front of all the technology, but I didn't know. I know my phone has a barcode reader. I can go in a store, pick up a product, hold my phone up to the barcode, and it'll tell me the price.
It's
and
it
also
response.
Tell me where all you can buy it and what the average cost is and where they sell it cheaper and all that stuff. Called quick response is what the QR stands for. But the idea that you can hold it up to newspaper and then that zaps a video into your... it's unbelievable.
Yeah, you have to have a special app for it, I think, but it's free.
Well, I may get it just to see how that works. Has anybody seen Janet Jackson on the Nutrisystem commercial?
Yeah. No.
She looks exactly... like her brother.
I know.
That same little pointed artificial looking nose, like she can hardly breathe out of it.
Yeah.
She's freaky looking, don't you think?
Yes. Yes, she is.
She's scary looking.
As freaky looking as LaToya, but LaToya
in the end, they all kind of looked exactly the same.
Yeah.
But she's got that little Michael Jackson pointy pencil point nose, and she just looks so artificial, like some kind of mannequin or something. And I love it when they say things like, if I can do it, you can do it. Well, first of all, they paid Janet Jackson, you can figure, at least $5 million. Because 20 years ago, 15 years ago, that's what they offered Tom, Arnold, and Roseanne. $5 million apiece from Nutrisystem. So I'm sure today the price has gone up. Yeah, for $5 million, yeah, you bet I can do it. I can do what you can do if you give me $5 million. And Nutrisystem works. I'm not knocking. I used to speak for Nutrisystem, and I lost 40 pounds with it. It does work. I just am not Janet Jackson. I didn't get $5 million. We have our... Now, this has just been confirmed, even though the sighting was April 2nd. The 29th confirmed, and this is from the Missouri Department of Conservation, 29th confirmed sighting of a mountain lion in the state of Missouri.
Wow.
On April 2nd in Grundy County. Now, this is northern Missouri. Because if you remember, the first bears and mountain lions were spotted in southern Missouri. They said they came up from Arkansas, whatever. So now we have mountain lions in northern Missouri. And they said they had the first sighting was 1994. This year, two were confirmed in Reynolds County in southeast Missouri, and now this one in Grundy County, which I've never heard of. It's the north central section of Missouri. So 29. Now that's just confirmed. So there could be like 100 mountain lions, maybe, or 200. Is this a good thing? I don't know. That you have to now eventually maybe worry about walking out, taking a walk, and a mountain lion jumping on you or something? You think you had to live in, I don't know, Colorado or something for that to happen. Mad cow is in the news. I don't know what mad cow disease is, but we have a mad cow joke. It's the only known mad cow joke, and we have it for you today because of this story. It says that it's turned up in California. It's the first case since 2006 and only the fourth in U.S. history. If that's true, that this is only the fourth case of mad cow in history, do you remember the pandemonium?
Oh, my goodness.
And they said it could be again. West Nile virus and mad cow disease. Oh, my goodness. And it was not a big deal, apparently.
Yeah, they said it could impact the beef industry again. Huge.
Well, not according to this. It says it turned up one case. It's the only one since 06. It says there's no danger to humans, and the meat never entered the food supply. The cow was from a dairy in Central California. They sent it to a transfer station. I think you know what that means. Death row.
Yeah.
Death row for cows. Where it was, and I love this word, rendered. I believe that means
fire
put
pit.
Into the blender. Yeah. It means not good if you get rendered. And so it's no threat. It's no big deal. It says dairy cows are usually sent to slaughter for meat when their milk production begins to decrease, generally 4 to 6 years old. I didn't know that. If it appears to be diseased, but not if it has mad cow disease, it's sent to a rendering plant. The carcass is ground and cooked at high heat to turn it into usable protein for animal feed. Man, there's a whole other world out that we don't know exists out there when it comes to slaughterhouses, you know, and stuff like this, and turning horses into glue and that kind of thing.
That's what I just read today. Burger King's going to phase out all their other sources of pork and eggs, and it'll be all cage-free by 2017.
Why?
Have you ever seen any of those videos on those caged?
Don't watch them.
Yeah.
Don't watch them. Just eat. Sit down and eat.
But it is nice to think that before, you know, whatever, the chickens or pigs are killed.
And how do you really know they're cage-free? Seriously. How do we know anything we're told is really true? I'm watching the news this morning, and I'm listening to two different sides, the left and the right, and both of them sound like they know what they're talking about. And they throw numbers out, and one is contradictory to the other. Employment is up. Unemployment's up. Unemployment's down. The economy is turning around. The economy's not turning around. And both people speaking are educated people. They are smart. And they're telling two completely different stories. And how do we know what's true? And if you bought a thing and it said organic, how do you really know that? You don't really know it. I'm just like skeptical about everything. So I'll just, if I'm hungry, I eat. And I don't really pay much attention to where it came from. Now, I love this story. Simi Valley, S-I-M-I, I believe is where the Ronald Reagan Library is. I believe that whole funeral thing took place in Simi Valley. The city of Simi Valley, California, has passed a new law, and that what they're trying to do is keep the adult film business or porn production business out of Simi Valley. Almost all the porn is shot in California, and the great majority of it, for whatever reason, is shot in Chatsworth, California, wherever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it says it's near the L.A. County border. Isn't that interesting that a place, it's like Branson kind of became the retirement entertainment mecca, and Chatsworth, for whatever reason, is where the porn. Well, Simi Valley doesn't want it shot there. So to make it tougher, they passed this new law, and this was Monday night at their meeting. It says, beginning in May, all film productions must use condoms at all times, and under the new law, the producers of the videos, I love this part, have to submit unedited copies of all of their adult films to the Simi Valley Police Department for review.
Oh.
What? Review?
So the cops get to watch, by law, they have to watch
every video
unedited. Man. You can't give them an edited version. You got to give, they got to see it all.
Wow.
The raw feed.
Watch the applications to be on the Simi Valley Police Department skyrocket.
Yeah.
A lot of cops are going to be wanting to go there. It says the law has an exemption when filming for personal use. Well, if you're filming for personal use, it's not even, of course it's an exception. You don't have to wear a condom in your personal life if you don't want to. And then it says many adult films are made in Chatsworth near L.A. County's border. And they're hoping this will just make it difficult enough that they'll just, you know, keep them away from their backyard and they won't shoot them there. Did you see the soccer ball that was lost in the tsunami?
Yes.
And it ended up 3,000, still inflated, 3,000 miles away. Belonged to a teenager in Tokyo. He lost his home in the tsunami. And what's interesting is when you read the story in print, as it was published, they refer to it as a football. They call what we call a soccer ball a football. I didn't know that.
Oh, we're the only ones that call it soccer.
Yeah.
I think. Everybody else calls it football.
But don't they call the sport soccer? I mean,
No, they call it football.
They call it football
really?
Over in Europe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm reading the article, and I saw it on TV, and it says the boys' football. And I thought, well, shoot, I saw that. That wasn't a football. It was a soccer ball.
For some reason, we're the only ones that call it soccer.
3,000 miles away, they found that ball. And I think it had some writing on it or something. They were able to track it back and get it back to this kid. That's pretty amazing. Gentlemen, pay close attention to this next story. It is possible. And not only is it possible, this is a real story. It actually happened. A woman can squeeze your testicle so hard it can kill you.
Whoa!
I believe that.
41-year-old woman. Rode, it says, on her scooter. Now, they don't make it clear if that's a little Vespa-type motor scooter or one of those handicapped little, three-wheel things like you get in the supermarket. But it said she took her scooter to an elementary school, and she was going to pick up her child. So I guess it was like a motor scooter. And she wanted to park it in front of a store, and the shop owner said, you can't park it here. She gets into it with him. They get into a fight. She grabbed, first of all, how do you grab in a fight a guy's testicles unless he's wearing some kind of real flimsy, loose,
I guess you just like grabbed the area,
shorts.
Even through the clothing.
She squeezed them. He collapsed to the ground. He's rushed to the hospital, died.
Wow.
So there you go.
Man.
It can be done. She must be very strong.
Yeah.
Although... It, ladies, it doesn't. I shouldn't be telling you this. It does not take a whole lot of pressure to really hurt.
No,
and you can't explain that pain to women. You can't. Like they can't explain childbirth, but they sort of can.
Yeah.
Because I think I sort of get childbirth, and I don't want to get gross, but I can equate it with something trying to come out of something that's stretching and hurts.
A kidney
but
stone.
You can't. Yeah, you can't explain. The feeling of getting your testicles squeezed or kicked.
Yeah, usually the glancing blow hurts the worst.
Oh, my goodness. And it's
just a nick.
And how would you describe it? It's
your insides really, want to explode.
Yeah, it's not a stomach ache, but it feels like it's not just that area that hurts. It radiates.
Every nerve in your torso
your
is like...
Your entire lower part of your body... is screaming in there in pain. It's unbelievable.
It takes your breath
incapacitating.
Away.
Yeah, you cannot move.
No, it is incapacitating, and now we know it can kill you.
Wow.
Okay, so be careful who you deal with, who you tangle with, and if one wants to park her scooter, let her park it.
When storms rain down on the Midwest.
Breaking news here on the Big 550 KTRS with this weather alert. Here's News Director Victoria Babu.
Metro St. Louis turns to KTRS.
There is a tornado warning now issued for Muirland Heights. I've got reports of sirens going off in the St. Louis City area. hail is falling downtown.
When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
Victoria Babu, KTRS News.
The Big 550, KTRS. Depend on it.
Country Bob's is proud to announce that their family of products is growing. They have added specialty sauces such as apple chipotle, honey habanero, barbecue, and their own brand of seasoning sauce. Folks, this is Country Bob's all-purpose sauce like you've never tasted it before. The entire lineup of products are now available at all Deerbergs and Schnucks stores. So stop on by and give them a try. And remember, no matter what you're grilling or serving at the dinner table, it all comes down to the sauce, Country Bob's all-purpose sauce.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
St. Louis Jack in the Box locations are now open late. And for a limited time, get two tacos free with any combo purchase after 11 p.m.
The race for the White House.
We don't divide America based upon success and wealth.
Who will emerge from the pack?
Right now, no issue is more important than restoring economic security for all our families.
One question about the 2012 race is already answered. It will all be covered on the Big 550 KTRS. Campaign 2012. Every step, every day. On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Is it time for a new roof? Get your roofing job done right. Call Sears Roofing right now for a free in-home estimate. That's Sears Roofing. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Call Sears Roofing right now. 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
Does what you see every morning make you cringe? Do you find yourself regretting that rash decision you made 5 years ago? Is that grape slush color not sitting so well anymore? Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, and if you answered yes to any of these questions, it may be time to change that old paint color. Here at Schnars, we are making it easy for you to tackle that indoor or outdoor painting project with Valspar Medallion Paint. A paint and primer in one product, Valspar Medallion delivers performance plus, with rich colors, added convenience, and long-lasting, beautiful results. Act now and save a few bucks. For a limited time, receive a $5 mail-in rebate coupon on every gallon of interior and exterior Valspar Medallion paint you purchase at Schnars. That offer is valid on up to 10 gallons. So come in and transform that salmon mousse kitchen into toasted cinnamon cafe. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
I know what you're thinking. Here's another message from a mortgage guy. Time to daydream. Stop, listen to me. I'm Kevin Putney, owner of 123 Mortgage, and I know you don't care that rates are at all-time lows. You care about getting your house payment lower because you took a pay cut or the credit card companies raised your rate for no apparent reason. You're afraid your home won't appraise out. Your credit score is less than perfect. I mean, whose credit is perfect? Or you have a jumbo arm about to adjust. If that pertains to you, I have programs that fit. You want to talk to the owner of the company and not some paper pusher in a cubicle. Well, that is me. I answer the phone and work on every loan in-house. I am personally licensed to do your loan. My premise for this company was to work with customers for the long term and not the short term. I own and personally handle every mortgage deal from start to finish. Mortgages are all I do. With 123 Mortgage, you are not just a number, but a partner in getting your loan closed in a quick and timely manner. Call 314-862-0123 or visit me at 123mortgage.com.
Call 862-0123.
123, we make it simple.
NMLS number 260531. Mo license number 10-1595.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It is ugly, that is for sure. First of all, they're still working to clear this accident.
Hear about it first on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Boak Chapel has been providing compassionate and professional funeral services for over 110 years. In their fourth generation of independent service, Boak Chapel continues to be a source of stability and comfort for countless families in the St. Louis area.
Hi, I'm Christy Boak, and I'm proud to be part of the fourth generation of the Boak Chapel family. As a family business, we know how to best serve your family in your time of need.
I'm Scott Humes, and I'm also a proud member of the fourth generation of the Boak Chapel family. We offer pre-planning, out-of-town arrangements, and special services, all handled with support and careful attention to your family's specific needs and wants.
I'm Chip Obert, another member of the fourth generation of the Boak Chapel family. We're proud of our recently completed expansion, where we can handle the largest of crowds while still accommodating small, intimate funerals as well as cremation services.
When you need them, Boak Chapel is there for you and your family. At your time of need, call 314-965-7680 or visit them online at BoakChapel.com.
St. Louis RV has moved to its new location at I-70 at the Bryan Road exit in O'Fallon, Missouri. 314-743-3939. We have the largest selection of new and pre-owned motorhomes in the St. Louis area. Our pre-owned brands include Tiffin, Forest River, Newmar, Winnebago, Coachmen, Fleetwood, and more. Come in and see our selection and why our prices are far below our so-called competition. We have new lines as well, Sunseeker, Airstream, Thor, Berkshire, and the Charleston 44-foot luxury motorhome. If you need service, we have some of the best trained staff in the area. If you didn't buy from us, we'll be happy to service your unit here. Remember, for the best prices and the best motorhome selection, it's St. Louis RV, I-70 at the Bryan Road exit, O'Fallon, Missouri. Or call us at 314-743-3939. Also visit us on the web at stlrv.net. St. Louis RV, where the adventure begins. 314-743-3939.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.